All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning to his existence and no ending. And I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. The following is a session pertaining to the obligation of supporting dependents. The one who is solvent is obligated to support his poor parents and grandparents, even if they were able to earn their living. He is also obligated to support his descendants, that is, his children and grandchildren, males and females, who are poor and cannot earn their living because they are young or have some ailment which prevents them from earning their living. If the child is able to earn his living, then the guardian may force him to do so and spend on him from what he earns. The husband is obligated to support his wife by providing her with what she needs of food, clothes, and other needs, about which the scholars spoke in details. This is the case as long as the wife does not prevent him from physically enjoying her. The husband is also obligated to pay her marriage payment, mahr. If the marriage is breached without a reason from the wife, he must give her a compensation, mut'ah, such as him divorcing her because of her bad manners. In this case, the separation was caused by other than her. The wife does not deserve a mut'ah if she was the reason behind the marriage being breached, such as if she apostatized and did not embrace Islam before the iddah is over. The owner of the slaves, both males and females, and animals must support them by providing them with what they need of food, clothes, and other needs. He must not charge them with more work than they can bear and must not beat them unjustly. The wife is obligated to obey her husband in allowing him to enjoy her body through intercourse or other types of enjoyment, except in what is not lawful. So she does not allow him, for example, to have intercourse with her while in the state of menstruation or postpartum bleeding. She is even obligated to beautify herself for him upon his request. Without her husband's permission, she cannot fast the optional fasting if he was in town. She is not to leave his house without his permission unless there is a necessity. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to enable us to fulfill our obligations, and Allah knows best.